So that's love and awareness. And the third area I want to talk about today is about growth in wisdom, wisdom and insight. I mean, fundamental to all teachings of Buddhism is that everything arises independent on certain conditions, and when those conditions are no longer there, it ceases. Everything is interrelated. Nothing comes into being, you know, completely separately. And because of that, everything is constantly changing. Nothing is staying the same. And we can say that, you can sort of say that and think, yeah, I can see that, that's absolutely true, no problem with that. But yet, that's not necessarily how we respond to life, is that sort of sense that everything changes, nothing stays the same. And it's because we respond to life, as if it was more solid ground under our feet, more fixed, more dependable. That's why, you know, that's what causes us pain. And I think, again, the parenting offers a huge gift of opportunity within this, to just see the reality of life as it is. And to see things changing, for example. I talked already about how children grow up, so we're watching them change day by day, but there's a couple of other areas I wanted to pick out in this. And one of them is about the reality of being in touch with death. It's not an easy subject, the one that people necessarily want to reflect on, but I think there's a real truth that actually being a parent means that you do stay more constantly in touch with the reality of death because you fear it all the time. It's more constant. It's not like you hear some people, you know, somebody dies that's close to them, and there's a sense of amazement because you haven't sort of thought that would happen. I think as a parent, we do hold that reality much closer. And we've all had instances where far too narrow a dividing line between, you know, child holding hands by side of road, and, you know, it could, you know, there's so much that we can just, the what-if scenarios that can go through our minds. Even if there's nothing actually dangerous, our minds can conjure up fears out of the depths. And again, you know, I think there's so much of this opportunities within parenting, it's not that per se that helps us, but it's what we do with it. And again, I think if we're on a spiritual path, it's like, how do we use that reality to reflect more on the preciousness and the transience of human life, not just our child's life, but obviously our own life and lives of other people around us. So basically, it's embracing the fact that we are, you know, not holding down to it, but more embracing the fact that we are more in touch with that reality. And another one linked to this also is this thing of letting go of being in control, which was a big area that a lot of people talked to me about in interviews as well, which is that, you know, the reality is that we can't control everything. You can't set it all up nights and nights in life. But actually, sometimes before we have children, it almost feels as if we can. You can set things up a certain way in terms of work, friends, how you use your time. Find a routine that sort of works for you. You can have this illusion, if you like, that for a while, that's okay, you can control it all, it's safe, I can live with this. But I think as parents, we can't. That illusion becomes so quickly shattered. You can't, you know, you can't sleep through the night just because you want to, or you've set it up that way, or whatever. And one of the instances I was reflecting on when I was writing this bit was about Ella, my daughter, when she first learned to cycle. She was quite late learning to cycle. And just going out for a cycle ride with her, and we live in London, and just going on quiet roads, and I'm very close, just behind her, but she's cycling along, and I hate it, I can't bear it, you know, because it's like, I don't know what's going to happen, I have to trust her to brake, I have to trust the traffic to do what it's supposed to do. There's so many things that it feels like I can't control. I don't want to stop her doing it because I don't want her to be frightened. I don't want to spend my whole life time saying, oh, do be careful, darling. She'll get all frightened. I don't want her to get that from me. So it's just having to keep cycling with this sense of, I can't control this situation. I can't hold it. It's not completely predictable. And I think, again, it's the fact of being on a spiritual path and just actually smiling at myself and thinking, at some level, this is good for me. At some level, it's good for me, you know, to be letting go of that ego that wants to organise and control everything. I'm in this situation, it feels I'm having to live that reality that I can't. And linked to that, I think one of the key things that has helped me the whole time with a sort of reflection on parenting and how do you do it in the context of being a parent, that I just wanted to close with, is I've had the line of a song in me since I was on retreat in January, actually. I don't know if any of you are friends of the same age as me, there was this dreadful song that went, you know, it's not what you do, it's the way that you do it, that's what gets you there, or something like that.
Gets results.
Gets results. Bananarama. Thank you very much. Wow, that's an incredible emptying. Okay, I've had a Bananarama song line in my head since January. You know, and I think that is what's key for me, is it's not what you do, it's the way that you do it. You know, so it, whether we're raising children, whether we're out in the world, whether we're stopping traffic in protest, whether we're being a dentist, whatever we're doing in our lives, in terms of spiritual life, it's not actually what we're doing, it's how we're doing it. How we're sort of embracing those opportunities in terms of embracing the heart opening and the love, you know, that holding our hands open and letting go and letting be as we do that. Whether it's embracing the opportunities that come with our children mirroring back to us and that awareness. Whether it's embracing the opportunities for wisdom and insight as we see everything change and we are unable to hold it fixed and control it. And many other ways as well. But it's not what you do, it's the way that you do it. Thank you very much.